Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Senate has voted to kill both articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending his impeachment trial. House Republicans voted to impeach Mayorkas in February over his handling of the southern border. Democrats in both chambers had slammed the move as a political stunt. President Biden says he strongly supports a Republican proposal in the House that provides additional aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports Biden is urging the House to vote quickly.
Biden says he strongly supports the package of bills Johnson is putting up for a vote. The four separate bills would provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and other national security interests. The White House had previously said it did not support any measures that would only pass aid for Israel and needed more detail on Johnson's plan. But now Biden says he will sign the bills immediately after they go through the House and Senate to, quote, send a message to the world. The message, Biden says, is that the U.S. stands with its friends and won't let Iran or Russia succeed. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Lawmakers in Arizona continue to grapple with a state Supreme Court decision that reinstates a near-total ban on abortion. The ruling has left providers at reproductive health clinics in limbo. Arizona Public Media's Paolo Rodriguez visited a facility in Phoenix.
Registered nurse Ashley, who didn't want to use her last name out of concern for her personal safety, said past shutdowns, like when Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022, did not stop the reproductive health clinic from finding ways to connect patients with abortion services.
We had one of the doctors at the clinic who's registered to work in California prescribe pills in California and have patients drive to the Arizona-California border to pick them up.
Arizona's ban, which was first enacted during the Civil War, will not go back into play until June, after the state's high court last week ruled it is enforceable. For NPR News, I'm Paola Rodriguez in Tucson.
More than 4,000 workers at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee begin voting today to decide whether to join the United Auto Workers Union. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
The union's riding a wave of momentum after negotiating record contracts last fall against the big three automakers. Now trying to translate those wins into union elections. Volkswagen workers in Tennessee will be the first to cast ballots. Mercedes workers in Alabama have also filed for a union election.
Stephen Basaha reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 45 points. This is NPR. Jury selection will resume tomorrow in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. So far, seven jurors have been seated. Trump is facing 34 felony counts that accuse him of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment made to an adult film star ahead of the 2016 election. The youngest sons of John Lennon and Paul McCartney have co-written an original single. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the song is called Primrose Hill.
It's a very Beatles-esque title.
We laid on Primrose Hill, didn't know it still.
The song is by James McCartney, with co-writing credit to Sean Ono Lennon, who's had a longer career as a musician. McCartney's famous father promoted the song on social media, but Primrose Hill has not overperformed on Spotify. In spite of what you could call a Nepo baby boost, Primrose Hill has received fewer than 40,000 listens in the 5 days since its release. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A new report from Microsoft is warning that Russia is targeting the November election. The company says it's uncovered online campaigns to influence the race and spread divisive information about U.S. support for Ukraine. The report also raises concerns about Chinese attempts to diminish faith in democratic systems and warns that artificial intelligence could be used to manipulate voters. This is NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Your business faces specific challenges and unique opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, custom-tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the expertise, strategy, and resources of a top 10 commercial bank, a dedicated team works with you to support your success and help achieve your goals. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial.